News in brief with Press TV. Bahrain has detained a prominent human rights activist in a court trial. Zainab Al-Khawaja is charged with insulting the Bahraini monarch by tearing his picture up in the courtroom. She was standing trial on charges of insulting King Hamad bin Isa Al-Khalifa when she was detained. At least 30 people have been killed in bombings in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. 27 lost their lives in a car bombing in the Shia neighborhood of Qadhimiyya. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzieh Afgham has expressed condolences to Iraqi officials and said countering terrorism is an urgent regional issue. Meanwhile, a car bombing in the Egyptian capital Cairo has left at least a dozen people injured. The car exploded in front of a court building in a busy district in the center of the city near a subway station. A woman and two children were among the injured. Back to Iraq, ISIL Takfiri terrorists are closing in on the town of Amriyat al-Fallujah in the western province of Anbar. An official said ISIL staged a three-pronged assault on the town, which is in the last area held by the Iraqi army in Anbar province. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says tough issues remain to be resolved over the Iranian nuclear energy program, but he added that there is still a possibility of reaching a deal before the deadline. After meeting with the Russian foreign minister, he stated that serious discussions are still needed on the Iranian nuclear program. U.S. health officials are concerned that 76 healthcare workers may have been exposed to the Ebola virus while treating a patient in Dallas. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says anyone who had contact with the patient or handled his blood specimen is considered to be at risk. In eastern Ukraine, seven people have been killed and 17 injured in shelling that targeted the Donetsk region. Local officials say several shells landed near a funeral procession in a village just outside Mariupol, while the city hall has accused pro-Russian forces of being behind the attack.